Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is The Hard Work of Loving.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. I call you friends, because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go out and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." Jesus, at the Last Supper, wanted his disciples to know they were loved and to do the same for others. On the cross, he forgave those who crucified him. "Love your enemies," he once said. We have seen radical examples of this. Security officers have been killed trying to protect people from mass shooters. We hear families searching for formula so babies can live. Ukrainian soldiers finding deceased Russian soldiers left behind on the road, respecting them by carefully placing their bodies in refrigerated rail cars with labels on the body bags so they could be identified when their government claims them, so that they may be sent to their families. Jesus calls us friends if we do what he has commanded, if we bear fruit. Love one another means more than just be nice to each other. Racial and ethnic violence has escalated. How do we respond to those different from ourselves? How many still blame Asians for the coronavirus? I remember going into my favorite Chinese restaurant, finding it empty at the beginning of the pandemic. Fortunately, it has changed. But today, in the paper, it is recognized that the United States is becoming more and more diverse. Some promote hate and violence because of that fact. But people of all backgrounds, of all cultures, have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and peace. How do we promote a culture of respect and peace? How do you and I respond when we see there are more stations focusing on other cultures on our televisions, or when we hear them speaking or praying in their own ways? Loving one another as Jesus loved requires us to be open, to be people of compassion. Can we support one another, realizing that we have what we need? Today we are called to do the hard work of love in forgiveness and compassion. Will others know we are Christ's disciples by how we openly love and gift one another with what we have?